Good evening, Blue Jays fans. Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine, and we are live back here at TD Ballpark getting set for game two of this six-game set between the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and your Dunedin Blue Jays. We got rained out last night, but it was a tough night at the ballpark on the night of the last game, Tuesday night, for your Blue Jays. Dunedin took an early 3-0 lead, scoring two runs in the second inning and one in the third, but Fort Myers came right back in a hurry. The Mighty Muscles scored two in the fourth and then blew the doors off in the fifth, scoring 11 runs and hitting five home runs in the inning alone. Rafael Hashi started off with three very solid innings, but it went downhill quickly for him, ending the night allowing five runs all earned in four-plus innings of work. And it wasn't much better for Kelvin Perez. He finished out that fifth inning, giving up eight runs, but only three earned due to an error and three home runs allowed. After the fifth, it was rather uneventful. Neither team scored again, and both teams only registered two more hits each, putting a seal on a 13-3 Fort Myers victory in Game 1 of this six-game series. Definitely a game the Blue Jays would like to forget, and with that loss, Dunedin fell to 21-19 on the year. Fort Myers improved to 23-17. And elsewhere around the Florida State League, last night we were one of three games that were postponed. Only two games actually happened. Clearwater beat St. Lucie 6-2 in seven innings. They were cut short due to rain. And Lakeland beat Daytona, the only game that went a full nine. They won 8-4, the Flying Tigers. And how all that affects the standings, as always, we'll start in the East. The Palm Beach Cardinals still lead the way in that division, right now at 24-16, two games up on the second-place Jupiter Hammerheads, who are 22-18. In third are the Daytona Tortugas, 17-24. And in last are the St. Lucie Mets, 14.5 games back at 10-31. In the West, the Clearwater Threshers still lead the way. They are 31-10, 7.5 games up on the second-place Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Bradenton sits at third. They are 22-18. Your Blue Jays are in fourth at 21-19. In fifth are the Lakeland Flying Tigers. They are 17-24. And still in last, but gaining ground, are the Tampa Tarpons. They're 15-25. Now on to tonight, C.J. Culpepper makes his seventh start of the season for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. The 21-year-old righty out of California Baptist University was the Twins' 13th-round pick in last year's draft. On the year, he's 1-2 with a 2.89 ERA so far this season through 24 1/3 innings pitched. Culpepper has been solid for the Mighty Muscles this year, and he's very likely eager to pitch after his start was cut short last week after just an inning of work due to an almost two-hour weather delay last week in Lakeland, which burned him. He's got a mid-90s fastball, a two-seam that plays well off of it, slider and a changeup as well, but the changeup he doesn't throw much. He did pitch against the Blue Jays at the beginning of this month, going five innings, allowing three runs all earned on seven hits, taking that loss. And for the Blue Jays, Donnie Murphy hands the ball off to Brandon Barriera, making his fourth start of this year. Barriera looked a lot better than his line would lead you to believe last week. Four innings pitched with two runs both earned. But a sprinkler delay in Tampa had a big impact on that. Barriera cruised through the first two innings of that start before a six-run inning for the Blue Jays and a delay caused him to be sidelined for way longer than normal. And he told me the next day, despite going to the bullpen to try and keep his arm warm, he was not ready to pitch at all in that third inning. And that is the inning that he gave up both of those runs. Barriera did make his professional debut against these Mighty Muscles in Fort Myers 3 weeks ago. And in that game, he went four no-hit innings with just one walk and six Ks facing the minimum. A couple roster moves to make note of. Bowden Francis has completed his rehab assignment. He's back up with AAA Buffalo. And then a couple guys hitting the IL, Adrian Pinto and JC Masson are both on the 7-day IL as of today for Dunedin. And in such, the Blue Jays have called up Juan Gonzalez and Luis Garcia. Gonzalez, the catcher, Luis Garcia, an infielder, to make the roster full again. Now for the lineups. First for the visiting Mighty Muscles, managed by Brian Meyer. They look like this, batting first at second base, Jurel Ortega. Batting second at shortstop, Danny DeAndrade. Batting third in left field, Ricardo Olivar. Batting fourth in right field, Carlos Aguiar. Batting fifth at third base, Rafael Cruz. batting sixth at first base, Rubel Cespedes, batting seventh in center field, Dylan Noisy, batting eighth, the DH, Alex Sayer, and rounding out the order for the Mighty Muscles, batting ninth, the catcher, Dylan Tatum. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy, the boys look like this tonight, batting first in center field, Jaden Rudd, batting second at shortstop, Manuel Beltre, batting third at third, Tucker Thomann, batting fourth at first base, Peyton Williams, batting fifth, the catcher, Sammy Hernandez, batting sixth in left field, Roque Salinas, batting seventh, the DH tonight, Glenn Santiago, batting eighth in right field, Robert Robertis, and rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth at second base, Abiezel Ramirez. That'll do it for the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back before first pitch, which should be in about 9 or so minutes. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We are here for game two of this six-game set between the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Brandon Barriera on the bump for your Blue Jays here tonight, making his fourth professional start. He had his professional debut against these Mighty Muscles about 3 weeks ago in Fort Myers, and he was outstanding. Four innings of work, no hits, no runs, just one walk while facing the minimum. It's 79 degrees and a little bit cloudy. We're keeping an eye on weather, but don't tell anybody. Wind's blowing out towards the right field corner, maybe a little bit out towards right field as well. And we're about ready to get started. Barriera with a toss over to Hernandez. Now the throw down to second. And it looks like we are ready to go. Jorel Ortega, the second baseman for Fort Myers. He's going to lead things off for the Mighty Muscles. Batting 297 on the year, three home runs, 27 RBIs. It'll be a righty-lefty matchup to get Barriera started today. Barriera, the former first-round pick by the Blue Jays in 2022 out of American Heritage High School in Plantation, Florida. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1 to get Ortega started. Lefty, the 23rd overall pick in that draft. He's had a couple bad innings, but other than that, he's been fantastic since being brought up to the Blue Jays. Ground ball over to short, picked up, throw by Beltre across the infield in time for the out. One up, one down. Let's take a look at your Blue Jays defense. In the outfield, left to right, Roque Salinas, Jaden Rudd, and Robert Robertis. Along that infield, third to first, Tucker Thoman at third, Manuel Beltre at short, Abias El Ramirez mans second base, and Peyton Williams at first with Sammy Hernandez behind the plate. One up, one down. That brings up Danny DeAndrade, the Fort Myers shortstop. Lefty kicks, fires, first pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off DeAndrade. On the year, DeAndrade batting 254, home run, 15 RBIs. Barriera shakes off the sign from Hernandez, now kicks, fires. The slider cut at and missed, 0-2. Now DeAndrade. Barriera 6'2", 180, just 19 years of age. And a cut and a miss on that low inside slider. Down on three pitches as Hernandez makes that toss to first to complete the strikeout. And that's the first K of the night for Barriera.
Left fielder, number 24, Ricardo
Olivar. That's going to bring up Ricardo Olivar, the left fielder. Olivar batted in the three spot in Tuesday's game one. We were rained out last night, obviously. But tonight he plays left field. Quite a bit versatile for a listed catcher on the roster playing left field tonight. But I want to keep his bat in the lineup. 254 average, four home runs, 19 RBIs. Chopper up the middle. That's going to get through for a base hit into left center field. It's going to be picked up by Jaden Rudd. A wide turn by Ricardo Olivar, but he stops at first for a two-out single.
Right fielder, number 13, Carlos Aguiar.
Now Carlos Aguiar, and he was trouble in game one. The right fielder hit three home runs, including two in that fifth inning alone. It's the first time since being with this organization that I've seen someone hit two home runs in the same inning. A three-homer day for Aguiar marked his career high in terms of home runs in a single game. Now move over to first, and back in time is Ricardo Olivar, diving headfirst safely. First disengagement for Barriera. Olivar is a threat to steal. He's 6-for-6 so far this season, but he's got a lefty staring right at him. Out of the stretch, Barriera kicks, fires. First pitch, fastball up above the zone, cut and a miss by Aguiar. 0-1 to get him going. Lefty-lefty matchup. Barriera comes set. He's still staring right over there at first base. Now turns, kicks, fires. That one low and outside. Another fastball. Just mislocated it, 1-1. One Barrier. That fastball sits around 93, 94. He's got a beautiful slider and a changeup to go with it. That one off the plate outside. 2 balls and a strike. 1 on, 2 down here in this top half of the first. Aggie are the team leader in both home runs and RBIs. He's also the Florida State League leader in both of those categories. Cut at and missed at that one. Now 2-2. Count squared up. Another fastball that he just couldn't connect on. We'll see what Barriera brings him on this next one. Lefty comes set. Kicks, fires. There goes the runner. Checking the swing. Throw down to second by Hernandez. Is not in time. In there safely is Ricardo Olivar. Looked like he was able to sneak that right hand on the outside of the bag past the tag of Manuel Beltre. That's his 7th stolen base of the year. He's yet to been caught. Now a full count at the plate to Carlos Aguiar with a runner in scoring position. Three balls, 2 strikes. And the payoff pitch. Caught and a miss. Brought the heat again. 3 fastballs, 3 cuts and misses by Aguiar. That'll end the inning and strand a runner in scoring position. We'll head to the home half of the first here at TD Ballpark. No score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get the air right.
This is Ian Churchill, and you are listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio.
We're back here, bottom half of the first. Jaden Rudd is going to get things going for Dunedin. Playing center field, batting from the left side, C.J. Culpepper will be the pitcher for the Mighty Muscles, making his 7th start of the year. A 2.96 ERA through 24 and a third innings pitch, but he's just 1-2 when he gets the decision. First pitch, that one in there, the fastball at 94 to start off with Jaden Rudd, 0-1. Rudd on the year batting 224, but he's definitely picked it up in this month of May. Batting closer to 300 so far this month. That one looked like the two-seam there by Culpepper. Low and inside, Rudd getting that back foot out of the way, evens up the count. Culpepper starting with the glove right at the face. Now takes that step back, the windup pitch. That one, tapper right in front of the mound, right side. Picked up by Culpepper, throw to first in time for the 1-3 putout. Let's meet the Mighty Muscles defense in the outfield, left to right. Ricardo Olivar, Dylan Noisy, and Carlos Aguiar. Along that infield, third to first, Rafael Cruz at third, Danny DeAndrade at short, Jorel Ortega at second base, and Ruben Cespedes at first with Dylan Tatum behind the plate. First pitch to Manuel Beltre, that one taken down low, 4-1, 1-0. Beltre on the year batting 288, yet to hit home run, but 12 RBIs. The righty kicks, fires. That one in there evens it up 1-1. Tucker Thoman on deck. That'll round out those Blue Jays that are due up in this half inning. The 1-1 by Culpepper, that one. In on the hands, fouled off by Beltre. Bit of a defensive swing on that slider. Now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Culpepper kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. A nice slider there to get Beltre down on strikes. And that'll bring up Tucker Thoman. Nobody on, two down. First strikeout for Culpepper tonight. Now Thoman stepping in for the first time. Thoman, the 19-year-old out of Columbia, South Carolina. First pitch he'll see tonight. That one digging low part of the zone, called a strike. This is an all ABS game. Automated balls and strikes. Patrick Boole behind the plate, not making the calls. He's got a earbud in his ear that dings when it's a strike and doesn't ding when it's a ball. 0-2 after that cut and a miss. Now Tucker calling time. He'll take a step out, big breath, and now back in. Now the righty kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. In the dirt, it was blocked by Dylan Tatum. Throw over to first to complete the strikeout and end the inning is in time. Perfect inning to start off for Culpepper. Two Ks. We'll head to the top half of the second. Still no score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. Oh. The way I breathe you in. Hey. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby. Never let you go. Oh. And I see you. There's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. You ain't sure yet. I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave a college torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her. Left the baggage for a mover. We're back here, top half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Rafael Cruz is going to lead things off for Fort Myers. 5-6-7 hitters due up. Cruz, Cespedes, and Noisy. First pitch by Barriera in there for a called strike. Fastball right of the knees. 0-1 to start off Cruz. On the air, Cruz batting 194, a home run, 8 RBIs. Now off the end of the bat, tap or foul. Well played out of the dugout by, I believe that was Glenn Santiago. 0-2 now. Rafael Cruz, the 23rd ranked prospect in the Twins organization. Now the 0-2 pitch to him, off the end of the bat, fouled off, up and out of play. Still down 0-2, but he survives. Cruz in game one went 2-for-4 with a 2-run shot and a walk drawn. That being his first home run of the year. That one missed outside, now 1-2. Fort Myers' bats were fantastic, but really only in the fourth and fifth innings. Now that one fouled back to the screen. Count stays the same, still 1-2. Cruz doing a good job keeping himself alive, fouling off a couple tough pitches. One ball, two strikes out of the windup. And a foul tip, strikeout caught by Hernandez. The slider just got a piece, but not enough to stay alive. Down on strikes goes Cruz, and that'll bring up Rubel Cespedes. Third K of the night for Brandon Barriera. Now Cespedes stepping in for the first time. First pitch, that one missed. Just a touch off the plate. It looked now 1-0 to start off Cespedes. On the year, Cespedes batting 183, one home run, 12 RBIs. He watches that one go by inside corner for a strike. 1-1. That one missed outside. Looked like the changeup that time by Barriera, 2-1. Lefty-lefty matchup, Barriera. Out of the windup, the pitch. Fouled off. Back into the left, into the screen. That'll even the count right back up now, 2-2. Now, the lefty out of the windup again. The 2-2 pitch. Ground ball on the ground over towards third. Picked up by Toman. Long throw in time. They get Cespedes by a step. He had time. Two up, two down. That'll bring up Dylan Noisy, the center fielder. Two up, two down. That brings up Noisy. First time up tonight. Batting 321 on the year. No home runs and 11 RBIs. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Noisy in game one. 3 of 5, all singles. Recording an RBI and a run. Cuts and misses at that one. Now 0-2, the changeup that time by Barriera. Time called by Noisy at the plate. He'll take a breath now, digging back in. Barriera, the 0-2 pitch. That one in there, called strike three. 4 Ks through two for Barriera, just the one hit allowed. We'll head to the home half of the second here at TD Ballpark. No score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
Told you that I never would. Told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right. Can't be right.
We're back here, home half of the second. Peyton Williams going to lead things off for Dunedin. He'll be followed by Sammy Hernandez and Roque Salinas, the middle third of the Blue Jays order. Righty-lefty matchup, first pitch lined above the Fort Myers dugout into the screen. 0-1 to start Williams off. Peyton on the year batting 272, 5 home runs, 29 RBIs. He's the team leader in both home runs and RBIs. Now the 0-1, that one taken down low for a ball. Peyton also tied in the Florida State League for fifth with those five home runs. He takes that one off the plate outside, 2-1. Started off the year struggling, had a batting average a couple weeks into the season under 100, but now getting that average back up to 272 as there's a chopper up the middle that's going to be picked up by De Andrade. Throw over to first in time for the 6-3 putout. That's one up, one down. That'll bring up Sammy Hernandez.
Catcher, number 30, Sammy Hernandez.
Hernandez, the catcher, stepping in for the first time tonight. Four up, four down so far this evening for C.J. Culpepper. Hernandez batting 205 on the year. First pitch by Culpepper is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. One home run, six RBIs for Sammy so far this season. He and Nick Deschamps splitting time behind the plate. Now the 1-0. That one called a strike, just nicked that inside corner. Evens it up 1-1. We'll see how the Blue Jays implement their rotation of the catchers as there's a check swing. He did not go around, says Connor Crowell. 2-1 the count to Hernandez. See how they split time with three catchers now on the roster, with Juan Gonzalez being called up. Cut and a miss of that one by Hernandez. It's now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Culpepper out of that windup. The righty kicks, fires. That one low and outside. Good take there on that slider by Hernandez now. Count runs full, 3-2. Roque waiting on deck. And the 3-2 pitch by Culpepper. Checking his swing on that slider again. They're asking for an appeal. He did not go around. And that's going to be ball four. So that'll bring up Roque now, 1-1 away. First base runner of the evening for the Blue Jays comes via the walk. And now Roque stepping in for the first time. Batting 182 on the year, home run, 9 RBIs. First pitch to him, that one taken low. Righty-lefty matchup. The wind blowing towards right field, so that'll help out lefties. And Roque taps out one to the right of the mound, over to first. Culpepper will go. He didn't have time to go to second with Hernandez hustling. He looked there at first, but made the right decision to go to first rather than attempt that double play. Now Glenn Santiago will step in. Runner in scoring position for the first time for the Blue Jays. Santiago DHing tonight, batting 253 on the season for Dunedin. Two home runs, 19 RBIs. First pitch, taken off the plate outside with that 93-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-0. Culpepper working out of the stretch now. Turns, kicks, fires. Cut and a miss. Rather a foul tip, and it went off the catcher Dylan Tatum over towards the Fort Myers dugout. I heard it hit something, but pretty sure it was the knee pad of Dylan Tatum, but he's looking like he's in a good bit of pain. He's trying to walk it off. It's going to be a 1-1 count to Santiago. Runner still at second base. Now Tatum gets back behind the plate. 1-1 count to Santiago. The righty kicks, fires. That slider low and outside. Santiago spits on it, 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. Culpepper, the pitch. Ground ball through the right side. That's going to be a base hit. They're going to wave around Sammy. The throw by Aguiar to the plate is not going to be in time, and it was offline. Now throw back over to first with Santiago taking a wide turn, but he's back in easily. An RBI single for Glenn Santiago gets the scoring started here in the second. It's 1-0 Blue Jays. That'll bring up Robert Robertis. 1-2 down, a 1-0 lead for Dunedin. Santiago just punching that the other way through that wide open hole between first and second. First pitch taken off the plate outside. Almost got away from Tatum. He had to double catch it, 1-0. Blue Jays taking the early lead here in this second inning. The 1-0 pitch, that one cut out and missed. Late on that fastball was Robertis. It's 1-1. Robertis on the year batting 160, a home run, and 6 RBIs. There goes Santiago, cutting a miss by Robertis. Tatum's going to hold on. Santiago dives in without a throw. Stolen base for Glenn. He puts himself in scoring position. That's his first stolen base of the year. He's now 1-for-2. 1-2 count at the plate for Robertis. And the pitch. That one in low and inside. Almost popped away from Tatum. He was able to smother it. Evens that count up. Now 2-2 to Robertis. Runner in scoring position again here in this second inning. 2-2 count to Robertis. Culpepper kicks, fires. That one fouled off. Robertis fights off the fastball. He'll see another. Two balls, two strikes, two down. Culpepper gets the sign from Tatum. He comes set. And the 2-2 again. Fouled off again by Robertis. Just getting a piece of it. Staying alive again. Now 2-2. Culpepper, the 2-2 pitch again. That one in the dirt in front of the plate. Good block there by Tatum, keeping Santiago at bay at second base. Good pitch recognition there by Santiago from second base. He took a big secondary lead when he realized that ball was bouncing about 4 or 5 feet in front of the plate. Ended up staying at second. Now the 3-2 by Culpepper. Ground ball right there is DeAndrade up the middle. Picked up by the shortstop, throws in time for the putout. That will end the inning. The Blue Jays leave a runner in scoring position, but they put a run on the board. We take a 1-0 lead headed towards the third. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, top three. Blue Jays taking a 1-0 lead in the second. A little bit of rain starting here at TD Ballpark. Brandon Barriera, first pitch of the inning to Alex Sayer. In there for a called strike. 0-1. The crowd has gotten up. They're headed towards the covering, towards the tops of the sections here. 0-1. That one in the dirt in front of the plate. 1-1 the count. We knew there was some weather in the area. Now the 1-1 pitch, cut and a miss. It's 1-2 now to Sayre. Time call to the plate by Sayre. It's 1-2. Barriera shaking off a couple signs by Hernandez. Now kicks, fires. That one low and inside. Went with the back foot slider. Couldn't get a swing. Sayre watched it go by to even up the count 2-2. Just one hit through the first two innings for Barriera. 4 Ks. Now the lefty kicks, fires. That one hit him. Right on the back foot. Second base runner of the game for the Mighty Muscles. That'll put the leadoff man aboard. Now ninth spot, Dylan Tatum coming up. Rain still coming down here in this third inning. See how long this plays out. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. Low inside corner. It's getting a bit heavier here now. Lefty looking right over at first base. Now kicks, fires. That one hit Tatum. Back-to-back hit by pitches. Just two pitches apart. Now the first two batters of the inning both reaching base. That's going to put runners on first and second for the top of the order, Jarrell Ortega. No signs of them putting the tarp on the field. It looks like it should pass over pretty quickly. Now Barriera kicks, fires, first pitch to Ortega. That one in there for a called strike. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Inside corner, 0-1. Ortega grounded out to short and is only at bat thus far, 0-1 on the day. Barriera looking right over towards second base. Now turns, kicks, fires, the 0-1 pitch. That one off the plate outside. Time called, Barriera asking for a new ball. One ball, one strike. Barriera comes set. And the pitch. Foul tip back to the screen. It's now 1-2 to Ortega. Fort Myers with a runner in scoring position. No outs here in this third inning. Chance to potentially tie up this ball game. They've got a few opportunities to do so. And the 1-2 from Barriera. There go the runners. That one out off the plate outside. Hernandez having to reach far away to get it. A double steal with no throw. That puts both runners in scoring position for the Mighty Muscles. And now a 2-2 count of the plate to Ortega. Infield staying in their normal depth for the Blue Jays. Now Barriera comes set. The 2-2 to Ortega. Chopper, left side, picked up by Toman. He's going to go to first with it in time there. A run comes in to score, and moving over to third is the catcher, Dylan Tatum.
Shortstop, number 8, Danny Day.
So an RBI ground out by Ortega. Ties things up 1-1. They've still got that runner at third, and only one away. Danny Day Andrade now with a chance to give the Mighty Muscles the lead here in the third. First pitch, that one pops away from Hernandez, but not far enough for Tatum to make that break towards the plate. Hernandez doing a good job getting to that ball quickly to his left. Now 1-0 to start off Day Andrade. with the rain here, it is going to be a bit tougher for Barriere to grasp onto that ball. Keeps wiping that left hand on his pant leg. Now, lefty comes set. Kicks, fires. That one low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. One away. Infield in for Dunedin. Barriere comes set. And the 2-0. Caught and a miss. Now falling down is De Andrade. Swung out of his shoes. He got a pretty loud reaction from this TD ballpark crowd. Sure he'll tell his teammates that was due to the ground being wet. But he took a big hack at that. 2-1 the count, Barriera. The pitch. Ground ball up. It's going to get over the head of Tucker Toman into left field. Now running towards second. He's going to stop and head back to first. Smart move there by DeAndrade after that RBI single. Fort Myers takes a 2-1 lead here in the third.
Left fielder,
back-to-back hit by pitches. Both come in to score. And now the Blue Jays are going to go with a pitching change, rather not a pitching change, a mound visit, my apologies. Blue Jays infield converges on the mound. I believe that's Yoel Hernandez acting as pitching coach here with Corey Reardon out for today. Heading over to the mound is Patrick Bull to break it up, and everybody disperses from the mound. It's going to be one on and one out for Ricardo Olivar. And now it looks like they're going to take everybody off the field. So I believe that's due to the lightning, not the rain. It has eased up here. There is lightning about a mile and a half away from the ballpark. So they are taking everybody off the field for the time being. We'll see what happens when we return. We'll keep you updated. So we'll take a break here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. It's going to be a 2-1 lead for the Mighty Muscles. Here in this top half of the third, just one out recorded by Brandon Barriera. So we'll keep you posted on any updates and when we receive them. Stay tuned. And again, we'll let you know what happens going forward. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Thank you. We'll be right back. day, wanna leave this town. I'm saying, lover, if you wanna go, I'm down. Cause I will make a bigger thing.
All right, Blue Jays fans, we are back, and this game has been postponed due to weather and unplayable field conditions. We weren't able to get the tarp on the field due to lightning in the area, and the infield ended up getting flooded. So this game will now be finished tomorrow. We already had a doubleheader scheduled for tomorrow due to yesterday's rainout, but this game will pick up with one out in the top of the second, a runner on first, and a 2-1 lead for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Then following that, we'll have Game 2 as a 7-inning game, and then either Saturday or Sunday, depending on what the decision is, we will have another doubleheader here at TD Ballpark. So we've still got over 4.5 games left to play here at TD Ballpark to finish out this series. But yeah, that does it for us tonight. Again, 2-1 lead for the Mighty Muscles, and we'll be back tomorrow. It will pick up at 5 p.m., and we'll start coverage at 4:45. And you can see everything and listen to everything live here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in. We apologize we couldn't get this game in, but we'll see you tomorrow.